Welcome, brothers and sisters. Welcome to Food for the Journey. Today is the 19th of March, which, if you're used to reading the calendar, the 19th of March is the feast of Saint Joseph. What a saint. What a holy man, doing what the Lord wanted him to do. He is the foster father of our Lord. He was the legal father of Jesus. Through his genealogical line, Jesus is said to be of the house of David. In Joseph's self-gift to Mary and Jesus, Joseph fully shares in authentic human fatherhood and the mission of a father in the family. Those were the words of St. John Paul. In 1870, Pius IX declared Joseph the patron of the Universal Church. Many saints have recommended his patronage, including Bernardine of Siena, Vincent Ferrer, and Teresa of Avila. According to Teresa, quote, "To other saints, our Lord has given power to help in one sort of need. But this glorious saint, as I know by experience, helps us in every need." I often call out to St. Joseph. I do. St. Joseph, help me here. St. Joseph, even to help me find a parking place. And I am amazed sometimes at what I find. Really, God is so good, and he works through his saints. So let's take a look at the first reading for this solemnity of St. Joseph. Chapter 7 of the second book of Samuel, verses 4 and 5, and then verses 12 to 14 and 16. So start with 4 to 5, 12 to 14 and 16. "The Lord spoke to Nathan and said, 'Go, tell my servant David, when your time comes and you rest with your ancestors, I will raise up your heir after you, sprung from your loins, and I will make his kingdom firm. It is he who shall build a house for my name, and I will make his royal throne firm forever. I will be a father to him, and he shall be a son to me. Your house and your kingdom shall endure forever before me. Your throne shall stand firm forever.'" Oh, brothers and sisters, God is our father. But Saint Joseph is right there after that. He is a father to many of us, to many, many people. It says here in Psalm 89, "The son of David will live forever. The promises of the Lord I will sing forever. Through all generations my mouth shall proclaim your faithfulness. For you have said, 'My kindness is established forever.' In heaven you have confirmed your faithfulness. I have made a covenant with my chosen one. I have sworn to David my servant. Forever will I confirm your posterity and establish your throne for all generations. He shall say of me, 'You are my father, my God, the rock, my savior.' Forever I will maintain my kindness toward him, and my covenant with him stands firm." God is our father. God is our father. Do you relate to God as a father? Do you bring him the needs you have and the concerns you have? Do you look to him for help? And Joseph, who on earth here was Jesus' father, have you turned to St. Joseph? Have you asked for encouragement? Have you asked for enlightenment? St. Joseph is wonderful. And to those who are really dedicated to him, many beautiful things have happened. Doesn't mean it's a miracle connection, but it does mean that Jesus gave us Joseph, that we could see what a good father looked like. Can't see what Jesus looks like yet, but we can see what a good father on this earth is. Jesus is our father forever up here, God our Father, and Jesus, his Son, and the Spirit. They are here for us forever. But Joseph is in some ways an earthly father. I've often talked about my own father, who was very good. I was blessed. I was fortunate, as many people tell me. And I agree. I was very fortunate to find a steadfast, faithful man, whatever it cost. And it cost him a lot at some times. And I think I mentioned to you one time that even when he was basically living in his pajamas and his robe, he got a call when he was pretty sick. And it was a man who couldn't find this particular car tire or car part. And my dad said to him on the phone, "Well, we can get that for you in Detroit." And he said, "Well, how do I do that?" And my dad said, here's my dad in his pajamas and his bathrobe. And he said, "You just wait there. I'll call you back." So then he called Detroit. My father called Detroit, talked to the man that he knew could find out the information. And they managed to get that part delivered to his friend. Never, brothers and sisters, you get in the line, you know, and you might be the 10,000th one. But when my dad got into the line for something, somehow things happened much faster. And I'm so grateful. He's a father who cares. God is our father who cares for us spiritually. And he cares for us more than we even think we know that we need. He cares for us in every way. And he's given us St. Joseph to be a sign of his presence, to be a sign to us. The first reading is from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. Brothers and sisters, it was not through the law that the promise was made to Abraham and his descendants that he would inherit the world, but through the righteousness that comes from faith. For this reason it depends on faith, so that it may be a gift, and the promise may be guaranteed to all his descendants, not to those who only adhere to the law, but to those who follow the faith of Abraham, who is the father of all of us. Brothers and sisters, this isn't about buying something. This isn't something that, I need a father, so I'll buy St. Joseph. No, God's gifts don't have a price tag in. God gives us lavishly. And he gave us St. Joseph to be, as I've said, a father to us here on this earth. And if you read in Romans, he says, it depends on faith so that it may be a gift and the promise may be guaranteed to all his descendants, not to those who only adhere to the law, but to those who follow the faith of Abraham, who is the father of all of us. As it is written, "I have made you father of many nations." He is our Father in the sight of God in whom he believed, who gives life to the dead and calls into being what does not exist. He believed, hoping against hope, that he would become the father of many nations, according to what was said, "Thus shall your descendants be." That is why it was credited to him as righteousness. Brothers and sisters, we are so loved. Our ancestry, so to speak, is so great. We're not a little nobody. We're not somebody ignored, and it doesn't matter what I do. Each of us is called to turn to what God has given us, his fatherhood, and he's given us St. Joseph as a father on this earth to us. Pray to St. Joseph. Ask for help. Brothers and sisters, he loves us better than even the best father in the world could love us. We are loved. Let's turn to him. In the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 1, verses 16, and then 18 to 21, and then 24. We jump around here a little bit. Jacob was the father of Joseph, the husband of Mary, and of her was born Jesus, who is called the Christ. Now this is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. When his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found with child through the Holy Spirit. Joseph, her husband, since he was a righteous man, yet he was unwilling to expose her to shame, decided to divorce her quietly. Such was his intention when, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary, your wife, into your home. For it is through the Holy Spirit that this child has been conceived in her. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." When Joseph awoke, he did as the angel of the Lord had commanded him. He took his wife into his own home. Brothers and sisters, what a righteous man. No, even if God should come down in some cloud to speak to me, I think I'd be looking around to see who he's coming for, but not for me. But Jesus came. He assured St. Joseph of his role and his part in all of life for us. And Joseph did what the Lord asked of him. He was a husband to Mary and a father to Jesus. What a gift! What a gift! God could have put Jesus miraculously here and just said, oh, he just came, go out and get him. Of course not. That's not how God works. God worked within a marriage environment, and he cared for that baby. Have you ever thought about holding the baby Jesus? Has that ever hit you? It does me. I often think about holding him and what that would be like if I knew. Oftentimes when I see a small child, I say how humble God made himself, how little, how depending on everybody to take care of him, he allowed himself to be cared for. And we too, brothers and sisters, we need sometimes to bow down in humility and say we need help and ask for help. It's a beautiful story here. It says in the Magnificat magazine, it says we know almost nothing at all about him. And yet St. Joseph is in the forefront of any heavenly roster. He is there at the center. No account of the mystery of our redemption is a true account that omits this figure. No picture of the nativity, the presentation, or the finding in the temple is complete without him. And we find attached to his name in sacred scripture one of the noblest attributions ever to be gained by one of us mortals. He was a just man, says the gospel. How was this justice formed in this unknown figure? What had he learned during the years of his childhood and youth that fitted him in the eyes of heaven to be the guardian of the Virgin Mother of God? A man like Joseph would have had no more expectation of a divine visitation like this than would you or I today. And suddenly this vocation, you are to take Mary into your home. But she has been singled out for a vocation that is unimaginable. She is the woman spoken of whose seed will bruise the serpent's head. She is the second Eve. She will be hailed by the church for all time as beyond compare more glorious than the seraphim, and she shall bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Brothers and sisters, let's ask the Blessed Mother and Saint Joseph to pray for us in this Lenten season that we can become more like him. God bless you.
For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789, or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.